home, sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:02, it's 57 degrees, but I don't really believe it is out there. It's really chilly and windy and raw. Forecast
today. It's all relative, Jennifer.
Relative.
If it had been 30 degrees all last week, it would have felt warm. But since it's been warmer, it's all in your head.
It's cloudy today, high near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, mainly after 5 a.m., which really isn't tonight. It's really tomorrow morning. Cloudy with a low of 54. Friday, showers likely, thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 75. Saturday looks to be the winner of the weekend, partly sunny, a high of 68. Sunday, rain likely.
Not much of a winner.
Heavy at times, huh?
Sunday, we get 70? That's not much of a winner.
Well, it's not going to rain. And there is rain for the foreseeable future.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I can barely hear this.
I know, me too.
How about on the computer? Can it be turned up?
I don't know.
And the answer would be yes. What song are we listening to? Before we even start with our introduction, I want to know.
Pocket Full of Miracles.
Oh, okay. Is there a reason? We'll find out momentarily. Something miraculous happened?
No.
A pocket full of something miraculous happened?
No.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, a couple of big events are coming up soon that we'll talk about today. Hunterdon County Community Day on June 1st and the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale on June 8th. The schedule is set for HCL's Outdoor Summer Concert Series. We'll give you the details so you can save the dates. Jennifer's therapist says she has a preoccupation with vengeance. She'll see about that. Summer reading clubs for kids and adults, concerts and speakers, exhibits, and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So is this song from a movie or something?
I believe it's from the movie Pocket Full of Miracles. But what got me is I was listening to it the other day, and I thought of you because it says, I hear sleigh bells ringing smack in the middle of May. I go around like there's snow. I go around like there's snow around. I feel so good. It's Christmas every day.
And why does it feel so good?
I cannot answer that.
Wait, we just played the whole song. You didn't hear any of the lyrics?
No,
is he in love?
Just, no, because he's got a pocket full of miracles.
But what does that mean? That's a metaphor for something.
Specifically? No, I think everything's just going his way.
He must be in love.
If that's what you think.
It's that vague that we don't know what he's singing about?
He's just in a good mood.
It's just admitted that you don't know.
I don't know, but I don't think it matters. I don't think you would know either if you read the lyrics.
I want to hear the lyrics. Can we pull them up, please?
Yes.
Pull up the lyrics before we even get started.
You know, I do something nice for you.
It is very nice, but I want to know. My sense of knowledge.
Stop. Practicality doesn't interest me. Love's the life I lead. I've got a pocket full of miracles. One little miracle a day is all I need.
Okay. Continue.
Troubles more or less bother me, I guess, when the sun doesn't shine. But there's that pocket full of miracles. The world's a bright and shiny apple that's mine.
Okay.
I hear sleigh bells ringing smack in the middle of May. I go around like there's snow every day. I feel so good. It's Christmas every day.
Okay.
Life's a carousel. Fair as I can tell, and I'm riding for free. So if you're down and out of miracles, I've got a pocket full of miracles, and there'll be miracles enough for you and me. He's just...
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's the whole song?
That's the whole song.
So he's crazy.
Yes, if you want to say. it's Sammy Kahn and James Van Heusen.
So he's just in a delightful mood.
Right.
For really no particular reason. It was just a sunny day. That's all we got, that it was a sunny day.
Right, and it's the title song to Pocket Full of Miracles, the 1961.
What was that about?
Movie.
Let's get to the bottom of this. People expect a lot from the Huntington County Library, Jenna, to provide knowledge. We can't leave them hanging.
I know. So, Pocket Full of Miracles is Betty Davis is beggar Apple Annie, and she learns that her daughter, escorted by an aristocratic suitor, plans to visit. Except Apple Annie has led her daughter to believe she's this wealthy social life. So then Annie gets Glenn Ford, who's a mobster who thinks apples she sells are lucky, and she asks him for help.
What a flimsy plot. Keep going.
It's a Frank Capra movie. No, it's delightful. She's an apple peddler, and she turns to Dave the Dude, the gangster,
okay,
for help straightening out her life,
mm-hmm,
so that her daughter and her daughter's fiancé will believe... And it all works out in the end.
Does Dave the Dude and the Apple Lady get married?
No.
How does it work out?
It works out.
How did she become an Apple Lady in the first place?
That's just what she does. And Peter Falk is in it. And there's a lot of really good lines in it. There's like, you're a cockroach turned into a butterfly, and this room looks like the inside of a goat's stomach. You've never seen it or heard it?
No.
Oh, it used to be on all the time in the 70s, like
what,
on Saturday.
What year was it made?
1961.
I'm intrigued, I must say. I want to know, I've got several questions. Why was she an apple lady? What happened to her? At the end, how did Dave the Dude help her? How did a gangster, a notorious person... Just because give me an example of how an apple was lucky.
Well, that's what
Dave the Dude.
That's what he believes.
I know, but something must have happened to make them believe it. Like he bought one, bit into it, and
I don't.
He found a wad of cash.
Maybe. I mean, maybe it's kept him out of trouble.
Blindly accepting this.
You ask a lot because you have to suspend a certain amount of disbelief.
I do, and I do very well, but I also expect a little, continuum, or I don't know, a little bit of a...
I'm never doing anything like this ever again for you.
Foundation of a plot.
That's the plot. It's kind of like a My Fair Lady.
Do we have this in our collection?
We do, as a matter of
fact. We do? We have Pocket Full of Miracles in our collection.
We do.
Now, that is a pocket full of miracles.
And actually, it is checked out right now.
You got to be kidding me. This Glenn Ford's mother in town or something? Daughter?
Betty Davis, Hope Lang, Arthur O'Connell.
Hope
Peter
Lang?
And Margaret.
Who's Hope Lang played the daughter? Who plays the aristocratic suitor? That's not Peter Falk, is it?
No. Peter Falk is a henchman. Arthur O'Connell plays the...
Glenn Ford. Well, he must have had a little slip in his career there.
Plays the
Anne Margaret
daughter, who has been in a Spanish.
Who's Hope Lang?
Hope Lang is Queenie, the girlfriend of Dave the Dude. Who's Glenn Ford?
What happened to Betty Davis's husband?
I don't know, but since her daughter's been in a Spanish monastery, Spanish convent, I would imagine.
The daughter was in a Spanish, what plot twist is that? Where did that come from? How did she meet an aristocratic?
She wasn't cloistered.
See, this is an unnecessarily complicated plot.
It was the 60s.
I probably have to see it now because...
You'll have to see it. I'm going to put it on hold for you right now.
It's more confusing than some time-traveling movies.
It really isn't.
More confusing than Brigadoon.
There's nothing confusing about Brigadoon.
Pocket Full of Miracles. It's currently out at the Huntington County Library. I'm assuming you only have one copy.
Yes.
But I put it on hold if any of this talking has piqued your interest and what happens in Pocket Full of Miracles. I will try to watch it at some point, and then I will give you my critique on this show. I could be eating crow.
I think you will be. It's just one of those slapsticky comedy.
They got Sinatra to sing the theme song. Frank Capra?
Uh-huh.
This sounds like it should be one of the greatest movies of all times.
I can't believe you've never heard of it.
Never.
I cannot believe that.
There's got to be a reason for it, but I don't know. What's the name of our show again?
The Library Show.
It's the Library Show, the Huntington County Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Well, let me first...
Talk fast.
Okay, let me talk about programs coming up that happened last night and today, and then we'll go to our first commercial break.
How was last night's concert?
And then come back with the Art Show Community Day News. The last night, we welcomed Moss Henry and the Bryfites, a new band for us at the Huntington County Library. They're steeped in old-timey music, Jennifer. That's the kind of music they played. Music from, like, honky-tonks and cowboy movies, etc. You know, some old Roy Roger movies. They were very good. The nice, like, fiddle player, you know. Can you hear old-timey music in your head? You know
yes.
what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They were very good at it. And the crowd, of course, loved them. A lot of people from the Heartland's Hayride were there. So I think you know a bunch of those people, if
oh,
I'm
yeah.
not mistaken.
Yes.
We had a full house for Moss Henry and the Bryfites. So maybe we'll have them back again in 2 weeks from last night. So 13 days from today, we'll have another country band, a little bit newer country, Borderline. Bob and Terry Suter will be performing at the Huntington County Library on Wednesday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. We have two programs today before we go to our first commercial break. This afternoon at the Huntington County Library, Fred Miller will be wrapping up his winter-spring concert, afternoon concert series. He'll be singing and talking about Under Paris Skies, the City of Lights. Celebrate in Song, that starts at 2 p.m. today at the Huntington County Library. Fred Miller is sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. Fred has been doing an afternoon concert series with a variety of topics for us for at least two decades. He'll be back in the fall with another brand new series. So that's singer, pianist, narrator Fred Miller. Today, 2 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. Free and open to the public. Just stop on by if you're in the area of 314 Route 12, Flemington, New Jersey. And tonight at the North County Branch Library at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton. Do you need help with estate planning? Well, John Manfreda Esquire will be there. He's a senior partner of Gebhardt and Kiefer. He'll talk about estate planning concepts and techniques, issues pertaining to joint ownership of assets, New Jersey estate tax issues, federal estate and gift tax issues, and estate planning for blended families. John has practiced for over 30 years on estate and gift tax planning, estate and trust administration, real estate and general business law. So that's John Manfreda Esquire talking about estate planning tonight at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. Once again, it is free and open to the public. All the programs Jennifer and I talk about on this show are available to view on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the word events or on the events calendar and see what we got coming up. We're going to go to our first commercial break.
Program tonight.
What?
There's one more program
tonight. And there's one more program tonight.
At the headquarters library, if you don't have much of an estate to settle, Patty Kerr will be...
Why didn't I have that flyer with me?
I don't know. Author Patty Kerr will be at the headquarters library at 7 p.m. Talking about her second book, I Love You, or second edition of I Love You, Who Are You? Her book about Alzheimer's. Patty is an Alzheimer educator and a longtime friend of the Hunterdon County Library. So if you're dealing with...
Is she literally a friend of the Hunterdon County Library?
That I do not know. I meant friend, small f.
Did you hear any news about the Hunterdon County Library book set?
I did not, and actually I stood in line at the bank in front of someone, a friend yesterday, and she said she... Like, the first thing she said to me is, I don't have any numbers yet. I'm like, okay.
And but any general feeling of how...
Well, that's what I was trying to, like, get out of her, and she said it was very busy.
Good.
And they had one gentleman come on bag day and buy 8 bags of books, and I thought, well, that's not very many. Why couldn't you buy 18?
Because it'd be hard to carry.
I know, but they got a lot of books.
Good.
So.
Very good.
Yes,
good to
as soon
hear.
As we hear an official update, we'll let you know. And as Jim said, we will go to our first commercial break.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Thatch, I'm sitting across from Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. But first, Jennifer reminded me over the break that it's Mother's Day this Sunday. The Hunterdon County Library is closed this Sunday, so you have all day to spend with your mother. Are we closed because it's Mother's Day?
Yes.
That's why?
Yep.
Really? Is that a first for us?
It is.
Whose idea was that?
Our director, James Keeble.
Interesting. Very good. So... our director values family above all. So the Hunterdon County Library will be closed. Jennifer, what are your plans for Mother's Day?
I have none.
You have a mother. She's going to New York City, you said. What's she doing
is.
In New York City?
She has a doctor's appointment. My father has ballet on Saturday. And I guess they're just kicking around on Sunday.
Nice. Where do they stay when they go to the city?
The liaison... I can't say it. It's a friend.
That's awesome. Your parents really do it right, Jennifer.
They do.
They'll be in the Big Apple. Speaking of apples, I asked Jennifer during the break here to have the woman in a pocket full of miracles. Where did she get her apples from? Does she grow them herself? They just show up in a basket on the street? I bet you there's no explanation whatsoever. Even though the daughter is in some Spanish convent, there's no explanation. I guarantee it. Where did these apples come from?
Where did the old lady and Mary Poppins get a bird seed from?
Where did the old lady get her bird seed from? They were probably just breadcrumbs.
Where'd she get her breadcrumbs from?
From stale bread.
Where'd she get all the stale bread?
You don't have to grow bread, Jennifer.
You have to bake it and buy it.
All the bakeries throw it out.
But she had such little money, I would think
she'd be eating. All the bakeries throw it out after a day. There's a plethora of bread to be found.
Well, maybe Apple Annie was selling day-old apples.
I know, but still have to grow them. The apples last more than a day. See, I'm just poking holes in the plot, Jennifer, without even seeing.
All right, Frank Capra, if you're listening.
Capra died a long time ago.
But and we'll Margaret, if you're listening, give us a call and explain.
Like I said, I'm talking blind here, which is a weird metaphor. But I could be completely wrong. I might watch a movie and be completely enchanted
by
it.
Well, considering one of your favorite movies is a Frank Capra movie.
Right, exactly. So,
the phone just rang. Is that Ann Margaret?
Is it Ann Margaret? Put her on.
It's a Wonderful Life. If you described that plot to you and you had never seen it, how would you be about it?
The basic plot is a cool concept. A man, finds out what it's like if he was never born.
But how can you do that?
Through magic. So is there magic in this movie?
Well, it's kind
angels?
It's like a Pygmalion sort of thing.
Let's not go down the Pygmalion path.
My Fair Lady.
Because My Fair Lady is probably the second worst movie I've ever heard of.
You and Matt Dolan do not like My Fair Lady.
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Two linguists argue about the language and decide to do a test case on someone selling flowers in the street. Where'd she get the flowers from? It's time for Today in History. We've timed out the song, Jennifer. People might accuse me of stalling for time because we don't have enough material to talk about. But we do, because it's the Huntington County Library, Jennifer. We could go on for days. It could be like a marathon radio show. We'd never run out of things to talk about if we talked specifically about the Huntington County Library. I just get easily sidetracked, which is probably a bad thing. But today in history, this time every week, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on the current day. Today's May 9th. 2019, I'll ask her about some events. I don't have much of this at all today either, Jennifer. I'll ask her about some events that happened on May 9th in years past and also some names of people who were born on May 9th and see if Jennifer knows who they are just by hearing their names. She'll know all but one, I think. Okay, 1865, May 9th. Wait. Who surrenders his forces? At Gainesville, Alabama, big Southern Civil War general.
Lee.
Well, we know Lee surrendered at Appomattox, Jennifer.
We're having a program about
on
him.
On April 9th, 1865.
And we're having a program about him.
Is that why
on
you
June
said
11th,
it?
That's why I said Lee.
Very good.
Southern McClellan.
McClellan fought for the Union side, I think.
I don't know.
I was looking for Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Okay.
A big hero down for the Southern cause, Jennifer. Why else is Nathan Bedford Forrest's name familiar? Where else is that name used?
In the movies, Forrest Gump and Bedford Falls.
Forrest Gump is correct. Forrest Gump was named after Nathan Bedford Forrest, supposedly, well, in the book and in the movie. Nathan Bedford Forrest. Forrest Gump's namesake. Really no hero when you think about it, though, Jennifer, since he was a traitor to the United States. But let's not go down that path. 1941, Jennifer, some World War II trivia. Very important day for the Allies. The German submarine U-110 is captured by the Royal Navy. there was something on board that helped our cause greatly, help us defeat the Germans.
Their code?
Very good. The Enigma machine was on board, and we were able to crack the Axis's codes thanks to this date in 1941. In 1800, Jennifer, I've got four people who were born on May 9th in 1800. John Brown.
He was an abolitionist, and he was an attorney, and he argued John Brown versus the... I don't know.
See, probably one of the most important people in American history, and people hear the name and kind of know what he is, but don't know what he is. John Brown was the first... he was an abolitionist. You are correct about that. He was the first person to act out and use force against slavery. Him and his sons took over the ammunition depot at Harper's Ferry, only to be defeated by Robert E. Lee. And he was tried and convicted. His sons were killed, I think.
But if I told you that I remembered the name from the half-sisters in Lovey and the Girls, you would make fun of me, so...
Probably. But John Brown took matters into his own hand because he knew slavery was wrong, Jennifer, and decided to do something about it. He was said that God told him to do this. God, of course, was right. John Brown sacrificing his own life in the cause for the defeating of slavery. Great man, and one of the first steps toward the Civil War, Jennifer. The other big step, of course, being Uncle Tom's Cabin, the book by Harry Beecher Stowe. Probably two of the biggest steps toward Civil War. The third biggest step probably was the expansion into the West and whether the new states were going to be free or slave states. Then Lincoln decided that slavery needed to be put down now. Just a terrible chapter in American history. When we talk about making America great again, sometimes I wonder, when was America great? When was America great, Jennifer? Couldn't be before 1865 because we had slaves.
I don't know.
So we weren't great then.
But I think in the mid-1770s.
I mean, we became a nation, yes, but we still didn't do great things.
We did great things. If you're looking,
how about World War II? Were we great then?
We had high ideals.
We do, and there was a lot of great things about America. But was America great for all people at any time?
Is anything ever all great for all people at all time?
It must be. Some utopian societies out there.
Since you're on your soap, there's a New Yorker cartoon out there. And
okay.
It's the Founding Fathers, and it looks like they're writing the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or something.
Mm.
And it looks like Ben Franklin is saying, life, liberty, and the pursuit of something a little more like Canada.
Okay, 1860, J.M. Barrie was born.
The author of Peter Pan.
Very good. Did he ever write anything else?
Not that I'm aware.
What was the alternate title to Peter Pan?
The Lost Boys.
The Boy Who Never Grew Up.
That too.
1949, William Joel was born.
Billy Joel. He's the artist in residence at Madison Square Garden. Piano Man, I hate that song. He met Richard G. one time. Highland Falls. What else do you want to know?
That's fine.
He's very big. In
favorite Billy Joel song?
The Long Island Sound.
Never heard of that one.
Downiest Alexis. He did it to raise awareness of the Long Island Sound. I like We Didn't Start the Fire. I love his Turnstile album.
Okay, very good. And then finally, 1961, John Corbett was born.
I don't know. That's the one you think wouldn't know.
Actor, yes, that's the one. Actor, probably most famous for, he's in a lot of things. He was the male lead in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh,
did you see that movie?
I did not.
Oh. It's also in a movie. Here's my DVD alert for today. It's a movie called Serendipity. Have you ever seen Serendipity?
No, but
have you ever been to the shop Serendipity in New York?
I have not.
But I have actually been there.
No, you have?
Yeah. It's like a dessert restaurant.
Yeah, you do a frozen hot chocolate.
And near Central Park.
Right.
And the movie, part of the setting is in that movie, or that restaurant is in the movie Serendipity. John Cusack and I think it's Kate Beckinsale or something like that. They're two people that meet by chance. They have a fun day together. They decide to put, if they ever meet again, up to fate. And she writes her name and number in a book that she sells to a used bookstore. And he writes his number on a $5 bill or a $1 bill and puts it into circulation.
You know what? That's kind of, that was spoofed in Isn't It Romantic?
Probably.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. And then trying to find each other after all of this.
Yes.
Then they're in love. And he's about to get married, and she's dating John Corbett, who's a world-famous flute player or something. It's a very good movie. I think you'd like it.
I think so, yeah. And
it's set in New York City, Jennifer. All the big, like they go to the Waldorf. They go to all the big, there's a lot of big scenes in New York that are in it. A lot of bookstores. He's got to go in a lot of bookstores to look for the book. And his friend works for the New York Times. What?
J.M. Barrie did write other books, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Thank you. I figured he did. Where are you going with this?
No, I wanted to correct myself.
Is that what you're looking up? What are you doing right
now?
Yes.
Amy Jo's asking me questions about the website.
Well, then you're not looking up J.M. Barrie, are you?
I did. All right, who died today?
No one. That's it. That's today in history. Join us again next week.
I'll
try to have more. I didn't have much. Nothing tickled my fancy, piqued my interest. It's 11:34. I'll let Jennifer finish her correspondence.
Thank you.
I'll try to carry the show while she does. 26 minutes from now, Jim Gannot.
Yep.
We'll be here with his show, Taking Care of Business. Business advice for all you small business owners out there. I suggest you tune in. She's been in business in Flemington since the Iron Age.
Well, that's a long time.
When registration the first could make trophies.
Has been open.
For what?
For a week now for the Adult Summer Reading Club, A Universe of Stories. Pre-registration is open now. You can go online, hclibrary.us, and click on the main page, Adult Summer Reading Club, and just pre-register. If you've joined before, you just have to update a little bit of information, your name. If you want to set a goal, actually you have to set a goal, it's required. If you want to use a pseudonym for our website, an email address, so you do all that, and the library you primarily use, and then just sign up, and then Labor Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend, you start reading, and report back to the books you read, and every time you submit a book that you've read, you get one more chance to win one of the weekly prizes.
So just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Is there a link right on the homepage?
There sure is.
So just click on that link for all the information for the Adult Summer Reading Club starting on Memorial Day. The Children's Youth Services Summer Reading Club will get started shortly. Information quite not available yet, but will be probably within the next week. So keep checking on our webpage, hclibrary.us. There will be a kickoff event for the Children's Reading Club. When we get more information about that, we'll pass that along as well. At the top of the show, I mentioned that Hunterdon County Community Day is coming up on Saturday, June 1st at the South County Park Fairgrounds down in Ringos. It goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., I believe. So there's going to be a lot of community groups there. It's a big, good family event, so bring the whole family. There'll be food, music, reptile show, A country band due south, Marshall's Dixieland Band, will be performing, and I actually have sad news to pass on that. A member of Marshall's Dixieland Band, Charlie Huck, has performed at the Hunter County Library several times, has passed away. So sad to hear that, but Marshall's Dixieland Band will be performing in his honor, probably, Jennifer, at the Community Day. The Hunterdon White House, or the White House Wind Symphony, we'll also put on a one-hour performance at Community Day from 1 to 2. So lots of music, lots of food, lots of kids' events, tethered balloon rides. I think they have those bouncy houses again, the petting zoo, pony rides, reptile show. Hunterdon County Bookmobile will be there. We'll have a book giveaway game, a basket to raffle off, tours of the bookmobile. A lot of other Hunterdon County community groups will be there for you to learn about. The Chamber of Commerce will have a big tent with face painting, I believe. So it's a fun day. So bring the family out and get to learn all about the place you live, Hunterdon County. And then the next week, Saturday, June 8th, is our HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We've been doing this for several years now. New this year, a $500 cash prize for best in show. So what we do is we set up snow fences on the lawn outside the Hunterdon County Library. The first 75 artists to enter will be accepted. We're accepting entries now. If you want an entry form, stop by any library or go on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Print out a red form, a registration form, and make sure you get it into us by the end of the month, by the end of May. There's three categories: students, grades 7 through 12, adults, adult amateurs, and adult professionals. There's a nominal fee to enter. All mediums are accepted except photography, since we have a dedicated photography show in October. There'll be three local judges that will be judging the work, and then a cash prize for best in show, as well as cash prize for first place in each category, and a cash prize for public's choice, which will be voted on by everyone who shows up. Artists are allowed to sell their work. So it's a great day, and Marshall's Dixieland Band will be on hand again to provide some atmosphere. The ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Saturday, June 8th, with a rain date of Saturday, June 15th.
Is there anything for children that day?
Yes, and I was just going to get to that because I made a note. There'll be just some crafts up in the children's department. If you want to bring your kids by, stop by the children's department. And to get you ready for the art show, if you stop by the children's department anytime from now until the art show, we have a contest. You can win yourself a big art supply box, a box of art supplies. Check it out. It's on the desk of the youth services department. We have two tables set up in the youth services department. We have your kids come in and just draw a favorite scene from one of your favorite books. Draw that. They'll hang it up in the children's department, and then they'll draw at random one of the pictures, one of the names of the people that drew a picture for this contest, and they will win a box of art supplies. And this isn't a small box of art supplies. It's a very large box of art supplies, I think. It's actually something I wouldn't mind having. Pencils and markers, crayons, paper. It's got everything for your budding artists. So the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, and then the Children's Art Contest going on right now in the Youth Services Department. If you haven't stopped by our Youth Services Department a while, please do, because we've moved it upstairs and we're improving it every day. I spent all of last night, Jennifer, while the concert was going on, scraping tape off of shelves. You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was bothering me because I made new signs and I didn't want these tape from the old signs just sitting on the shelves. So it's all gone.
Excellent.
And then the last thing I want to talk about before our last commercial break is the HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series. We finally have the schedule ready. The Outdoor Summer Concert Series is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. These are free outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair and a picnic lunch and non-alcoholic wink-wink beverages and enjoy a nice summer evening with us. It all kicks off on Wednesday, July 17th at 6:30 p.m. with the Summer Swing Orchestra. They'll be playing the popular big band sounds of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's July 17th at 6:30 p.m. All these programs, of course, are free and open to the public. And that's at the Hunterdon County Library. And then the next Wednesday, these are consecutive Wednesdays, these shows. The next Wednesday, July 24th, everything moves up to the North County Branch Library for the Red Oak Country Boys. The Red Oak Country Boys play tunes from the 40s, 50s, and 60s when such stars as Hank Williams, Roy Acuff, Johnny Cash, Marty Robbins, Hank Snow, and George Jones were the kings of country music. Once again, that's July 24th at 6:30 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And then July 31st at 6:30 p.m., we're back at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on the lawn on the Route 12 side of the building. We have a nice stage there with a nice sloping hill to bring sit your blankets and chairs. We welcome Due South, one of New Jersey's top country bands, performing new and classic country, southern and classic rock from artists such as Brooks and Dunn, Keith Urban, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, The Eagles, and more. July 31st at 6:30 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. Back up to the North County Branch on Wednesday, August 7th at 6:30 p.m. at Nabodash. Nabodash returns for another of their celebrations of Celtic music, using a mix of instruments including the bodhran, fifes, whistles, violin, fiddle, and vocals that will get all who listen into the spirit of Irish music. If you've ever spent a St. Patrick's Day around Hunterdon County, there's a good chance you have heard Nabodash. And then we wrap it all up on Wednesday, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. We welcome back Rave On. Rave On is our final concert of the summer and features a band that features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Rave On's show is always a crowd pleaser. So that's the HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series. How many years have we been doing this now, Jennifer?
Gosh.
We should look this up. Yeah. Another sad news. I heard from Jeanette Zink that Beth Coleman has passed away as
well. Oh, my gosh. I knew she was very ill.
Beth Coleman had a popular bluegrass band that played for us at probably one of the first outdoor summer concert series and indoors several times.
Yes.
Beth Coleman, a local legend, unfortunately has passed away as well. That was sad to hear that.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go to a last commercial break and we'll come back with something. I don't know quite what, right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, and Jim Gano will be in just about 10 minutes. As Jim mentioned earlier, the Summer Reading Club for Children will be starting at the end of June, and in the meantime, we do have some other programs going on for them. Storytime has ended for this session, this season. There will be some more story times and school-age children's programs coming up in the summer, and then the normal story time schedule will restart in September. We've got one more pause to read program at the North County Branch this Saturday, May 11th, from 10:45 to 11:30. And last night, the Delaware Valley Bead Society created a beaded memory wire necklace and bracelet. Tuesday, May 14th and May 21st, from 6 to 7 at the North County Branch Library, tweens are invited to come to the library and make space-themed decorations for the library so that they can get ready to decorate for the Summer Reading Club. And tonight at the North County Branch Library from 7 to 8 p.m., there'll be a chess club meeting. Come to the library for some friendly competition playing chess with other teens and tweens. Knowledge of the game is recommended, and this is for students in grades 6 through 12. And there is a teen advisory group at the North County Branch Library. We meet new people, share your ideas for making the library more teen-friendly, plan teen programs, and recommend materials for the library's collection. The last meeting was on May 2nd, but you want to check our website, hclibrary.us, and click on the Teens tab for more information and for the next group. There's also a writers group meeting on Wednesday, May 15th, and then again on June 19th from 7 to 8:30. And the teen writers group usually meets at the North County Branch Library on the third Wednesday of each month from 7 to 8:30. It's open to serious writers in grades 6 through 9 who, under the guidance of an adult facilitator, exchange helpful suggestions and criticism in a positive and supportive environment. So that's that.
So which character's pocket was supposedly full of miracles?
Oh, good grief. I would say, you could make a case for anyone.
All of them?
Many of them. Dan the Dude.
Why did Frank Sinatra play Dan the Dude in the movie?
Dave the Dude, I do not know. I understand he was a very difficult actor to work with. He was and you've heard this. In the Andy Williams Christmas special, Andy Williams was talking about his son, and he said, the kid thinks he's Sinatra. He does it in one take.
Oh, yeah.
Because Frank Sinatra's philosophy was that the first take was the most genuine, because it wasn't too over-rehearsed or too...
Did Sinatra ever direct movies or anything? How would he know?
He was an actor.
Pocket full of miracles. I'm going to put it on hold. I'm going to watch it on library time because it's part of radio show research. Well,
why don't you put it on in the meeting room one afternoon?
I will. Do we want to...
And invite... Patrons,
but a part of our movie series. We should have a classic movie series sometime.
We did once.
And how did it go?
Not bad. We did it on Saturday.
Hunter County Library, in case you don't know, Jennifer and I were just talking cryptically here. We have an Academy Award nominated film series that is ongoing.
I was just going to talk about them since you brought it up. It's really hard though without the flyer here.
Pocket Full of Miracles win any Academy Awards? Was it nominated for any Academy Awards?
Oh, good grief. Well, talk about the movie series while I look it up, please.
I don't have any in front of me, but we have a movie series. Check our webpage, hclibrary.us, for the latest movies that are coming up. But since Hunterdon County Library does not have a movie theater, the Hunterdon County Libraries, we've taken it upon ourselves to try to show these first-run movies to you, free of charge. You're welcome to bring a snack and a non-alcoholic beverage. The movie series is presented to you by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. So any movies that were just in the theaters, you see, we've shown A Star Is Born, we've seen everything that just won all the awards. We've already shown all of them.
Tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, they're going to be showing Can You Ever Forgive Me, which was one of my favorite movies of last year.
What was that about again?
It was the story of Lee Israel, who was an 80s biographer, and she wasn't doing very well. She was kind of awkward.
Yes.
And she stumbled upon... she was writing a biography of Fanny Bryce, and she stumbled upon a letter, and she stole it and sold it, and then realized she could make money forging literary letters. So she became one of the premier literary forgers of the late 20th century.
And that was...
It was amazing. It was a really great movie. It really. Vice will be shown.
I've seen that
at the North County Branch. I think at headquarters.
The movie about Dick Cheney.
Yes, on the 16th at 6 p.m. at the headquarters library, and again in the afternoon on the 17th at the North County Branch Library, and the movies on Friday afternoon at the North County Branch Library are always shown with captions. On the 18th at the North County Branch Library, they're going to show the 1937 Janet Gaynor and Frederick March, A Star Is Born.
Occasionally, Jennifer and I will throw in a pop-up movie if there's no one in the meeting room. And
right.
Just today, we'll put our audio and video system to work and just put a movie on and throw the doors open. Anybody coming in that wants to take a load off and watch a little bit of a classic movie, more than welcome. Pocketful of Miracles will be coming up at some point.
On Thursday, May 30th, the Headquarters Library will be showing Free Solo, which was the winner of the best documentary, Alexander Arnold's attempt to become the first person ever to solo climb El Capitan.
And for the past 2 years, the Arnold County Library has also hosted the Manhattan Short Film Festival.
Yes.
These are short films that show several short films, and then you vote on them, and then they could be nominated for Academy Awards depending on which ones are the most popular. That's been a very popular event the last 2 years, the Manhattan Short Film Festival. Look for that in October.
And then in June we'll be showing Black Panther.
So we already showed that one.
It's on the schedule. I can only say what's on the website. I cannot help
so you
me.
See that Avengers movie is going to end up being the top grossing movie of all time.
I know. I find it so hard. Okay. So Pocket Full of Miracles was adapted from a Damon Runyon short story, which also, what other famous musical was adapted from a Damon Runyon?
What?
Collection of stories. Guys and Dolls.
Okay.
Let's see. It was remade in 1989 with Jackie Chan and Anita Mew.
Really?
Uh-huh. And
was it called The Pocket Full of Miracles?
It was just called Miracles. Looking to see if it's won any awards. It won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for Peter Falk, Best Costume Design for Edith Head. We'll talk about her another
Peter
time.
Falk won an Academy Award for Pocket Full of Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
As a henchman?
Oh, wait, it says nominee.
Oh, okay.
The nominees were Peter Falk, Edith Head for costume design, Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn for music, Golden Globe for Best Motion Picture, Golden Globe Award Best Actor, Glenn Ford won, Betty Davis was a nominee for Golden Globe, and Frank Capra was the Directors Guild American Award for Outstanding Director nominee. It is on the AFI's 100 Years, 100 Cheers nominated list. You really need to see this.
I'm going to have to. It sounds like I'm dead wrong about this movie.
And you are a Frank Capra fan, as we all well know, if anyone has ever listened to the show.
I don't know if I'm a Frank Capra fan. I like one of his movies.
You adore one of his movies.
I like it.
I think it goes beyond the like, Jim.
It's just your... Christmas, it's a tradition. I know that there's a lot of plot holes in that movie as well. It's
well,
Wonderful Life.
Saying.
It's by no means a perfect movie.
It's what I was trying to get you to admit to earlier.
Oh, does that? I willingly...
All right, so you're going to watch Pocket Full of Miracles, is that correct?
I am going to watch it at some point, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't put a date on that one or anything, as soon as I possibly can.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
Okay, Jennifer, it's 11:57.
And Jim Gannot will be coming in to take care of business. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of its co-founders saying today that Facebook should be closed by the government. In an op-ed in the New York Times, co-founder Chris Hughes says CEO Mark Zuckerberg is, in his words, not accountable, and the government should break up the social media giant.
The reason that I'm speaking out is because I think Facebook has become too big, too powerful.
Hughes speaking there to NBC News following his op-ed piece and saying it's become clear that the Facebook that exists today is not the Facebook that he and Zuckerberg founded in 2004. The latest from Speaker Nancy Pelosi is that the House will proceed cautiously on the possible impeachment of President Trump, saying on Capitol Hill this morning, impeachment is one of the most divisive things you can do. Earlier this week, she'd suggested that Trump is trying to goad Democrats to impeach him because he knows it's so deeply divisive. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by more than 400 points in morning trading after President Trump tells a rally audience yesterday that China broke the deal when it comes to trying to negotiate a trade deal between the two countries, and he plans on raising tariffs against Chinese goods if a deal is not reached by tomorrow.
But they broke the deal. They can't do that, so they'll be paying if we don't make the deal.
Drug makers will have to start disclosing the prices of prescription drugs on their TV commercials. The Department of Health and Human Services says the price will have to be included if it's at least $35 for a month's supply. That will take effect 2 months from now. The Chicago Cubs say a fan who made a gesture that is associated with racism that was seen on TV during Tuesday's home game will not be permitted in Wrigley Field ever again. The Cubs not releasing the spectator's name, though. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reporting that around 228,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That was about 2,000 fewer than filed the previous week. However, the forecast for most analysts was for fewer, about 220,000 Americans, to have filed initial claims. The South Korean military says North Korea fired two short-range missiles today, the second weapons test in less than a week by the North. One missile reportedly flew 260 miles, the other about 170. Last Saturday, the North also fired several short-range missiles, the first weapons launch since 2017, and they now come amid the U.S. and North Korea's resumed tension, seemingly reaching a stalemate on denuclearization efforts. At the same time, though, a top American envoy is currently in South Korea for talks on how to get the nuclear negotiations back up and running. And Prince Harry heading back to work just days after wife Meghan Markle gives birth to their first child, son Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. The Duke of Sussex has now flown off to the Netherlands to help get some events going towards the launch of the 2020 Invictus Games, which are sporting events where wounded veterans